And Justice There Is None by Deborah Crombie, read by Michael Deehy. Disc 1.
Chapter 1. Admiral Sir Edward Vernon, with a small fleet of ships from the British Navy, captured the port of Portobello in 1739. Bonfires were lit in all the major cities to celebrate the victory. Streets and districts were named after Vernon and Portobello. Wetler and Bartlett, from Portobello. He ran, as so many others ran, the black anorak protecting him from the mist, the reflective patches on his trainers gleaming as he passed under the street lamps. The pattern of the streets was etched in his mind, a living map. Down Portobello, under the motorway, past Oxford Gardens, once the site of Portobello Farm, then back up Ladbroke Grove, past the video shop and the Afro-Caribbean hairdressers, then into Lansdowne Road, with its whitewashed Victorian austerity. He imagined that the street's curve paralleled the track of the old racecourse that had crowned Notting Hill 150 years ago, that his feet fell where the horse's hooves had struck. Now, Christmas lights twinkled in front gardens, promising a cheerful comfort he could not share. Other joggers passed him. He acknowledged them with a nod, a raised hand, but he knew there was no real kinship. They thought of their heart rates, of their dinners and their shopping, of home and children, and the demands of the holiday on their bank accounts. He ran, as the others ran, but his mind revolved in a rat's wheel of old things, dark things, sores that did not heal. Nor would they, he knew, unless he took the cleansing upon himself. There would be no justice unless he made it. There, the spire of St. John's Church, rising disembodied above the mist-wreathed rooftops. The blood roared in his veins as he neared his destination. His breath came hard with the terror of it. But he could not turn away. All his life he had been moving towards this place, this night. This was who and what he was. A woman with long dark hair passed by him, her face in shadow. His heart quickened, as it always did. It might have been his mother, as he saw her in his dreams. Sometimes in his visions, her hair twined round him, silken and cool, an elusive comfort. Every night he had brushed it with a silver-backed brush, and she had...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?